The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, one and all. This is a Specials Podcast from William Hill. My name's Lee Phelps. I feel like a game show host. And Reality Rob Dixon is my, what do they call them, Dolly with the...
I've got questions.
Okay. Yeah, we put this on the podcast last week, but we did it afterwards, so we couldn't discuss the new intro that I've designed. What do you think?
What the hell is that?
It's great, isn't it?
I feel like... You know the opening titles to Miss World from about 1970 when it was on ITV? That was it.
Brilliant.
Who's the girl that's done that? Dave. Oh, it's Danny. Oh, that's all right, yeah. I thought David sort of... squeaked up for it or something.
No, it's good that, isn't it? Better than the other one, though, which just went and stopped. That sounds like more of a podcast opener.
I do feel like we're in 1970, though. Yeah. Obviously, looking at the equipment that
looking
we've got
around. Looking at your
around.
Clothes as well.
It's a nice shirt, this is. This is new.
It is a nice shirt. I'm being.
It's got bits of pink in it.
Nasty. And, we've got Big Brother. We've got a little bit of NHS. We've got temperatures. We've got Doctor Who. Got quite a lot, actually, which is
awesome. Let's start then, eh?
Big Brother, slowly but surely, we're whittling them away. We're up to the sixth eviction betting. First of all, let's have a look at the outrights. Gina, odds on. First time we've had an odds on poke in Big Brother this year?
I'm using the word poke.
Advisedly.
Yeah, she went odds on after Dan's demise last week. Yeah. So yeah, 8-11. It's not.
Our Sam is 7-4. Dexter 8-1. Sophie 20-1. Charlie 25-1. Callum 33s. Jack and Joe 33s. And Hazel 50-1. I've not had a bet in this market, but I'm going to stick with what I've said all the way along. Dexter for no other reason than they just it's there, Rob. It's just there in my head, but. Our friend on Twitter and podcast contributor, reality_Tim, Tim Booth, I read his blog this week and he's very keen on Sam to win this. In fact, he tweeted, Sam will win, hashtag BBUK.
Yeah, Sam's the interesting one. Obviously, when he went into the house, he announced that he was going to give any sort of prize money and stuff to charity, which is always a good runner for people, especially in the last week. He's not really played on that at all in the house. Obviously, he's doing it for charity. He's doing it for the disability that he has.
He's doing it for charity, which, you're right, it hasn't been mentioned much since the start, has it? I wonder if maybe people are starting to think, he's the guy.
I think if he pushes it in the next couple of weeks, then it's a definite runner, isn't it?
You just need someone to engineer. What would you do with the money,
Sam? He's not really done a lot in the house.
No.
He's not really done to justify this 7-4. Price, but I mean, the last few days you're looking at alternative for Gina, aren't you? So at 8-11, Gina for me,
she opposable for you as well?
Definitely, yeah. I've always said along it's 8-11 it goes. We're gonna get to the point where the girls are starting to go. I think Hazel definitely goes tonight, and then you're looking at maybe Charlie and Sophie. Sophie at some stage, I think, will be either a shock elimination or she'll be first out on finals night when there's just five of them left. So
we're against Gina then?
We're against Gina more in the fact that Dexter still, to me, divides opinion, but I think there's enough opinion there to think that he'll definitely be in the final three come 2.5 weeks' time.
Cool. Rob's just given a little tease to the next eviction prices. Hazel is 2-5. Callum 9-4. 9-1. Jack and Joe and Dexter 33-1.
Well, I genuinely thought Hazel would be shorter. I think when they announced the four, the price in mind was about 6-on, and I thought the 6-on was one that would just get shorter and shorter as the week goes on. We've had a couple. Jackie, I think, went off at 1-20 a few weeks ago, and it was just one of those where I just assumed she'd be getting... I assumed she'd be about 10, 12 on today. And to see that she's still 2-5, and that 2-5 is probably bottom price in the market as well, makes me think that I just can't see how she survives. The edit wasn't overly good for Callum the last couple of nights. He's come in now. I think he was about 5-1 at the beginning. He's into 9-4. The edit, which I've heard about, isn't good for Hazel tonight, so
gone.
I think the 2-5 is probably backable for some of the big hitters out there.
I believe in it well alone then. Let's have a look next at Doctor Who. This is obviously a huge show, and a really interesting announcement's been made overnight, actually. about how they're going to reveal the new Doctor, the 12th Doctor. And it's going to be live on BBC TV, which is great, yeah. Really, isn't it? It's a great idea. Yeah, Zoe Ball, isn't it?
7 o'clock Sunday night Zoe on Ball. BBC One.
And Stephen Moffat, I presume?
Yeah.
The market looks like this. Peter Capaldi of The Thick of It fame, among other things, big Doctor Who fan, and there's been a few little things I've noticed on Twitter in his latest movie role, World War Z, I'm going to call it, because I'm English. His credit was Who, Doctor, World Health Organization, Doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor Who. 65, seen a lot of money for him, haven't you?
Yeah,
quite a well-known name for a doctor, though, isn't he?
It wasn't one of the original lists that we quoted, so it was. We've obviously got some money in the book before we added him in, but since we added him in, I think we added him in at 3-1 or something, and it's just been sort of one-way traffic. The only one that we are laying is Peter Capaldi at the moment. So.
I was up at a ludicrously early time today because of the because it was just so sticky in my bed, Rob.
What were we talking about, editing stuff out earlier?
And it was 11-8 when I woke up at 4:30, whatever it was. And I found myself on Twitter looking at special.
I was trying to get to sleep. Well, I'll give you a clue. If you want to look at the sleep pattern of yourself, if you want to go to sleep, have a look at stuff like cycling or handball on site. Don't you be looking at my TV specials page?
No, I wasn't looking at that. To be honest, I was looking at Twitter and I saw that the announcement had been made about the Doctor Who being and that new Doctor being announced. So I changed it. I was 11-8, but I couldn't quite bring myself to back Peter Capaldi. Something about it doesn't quite work for me. Now there's a new name that's been added in since
this morning.
Since this morning, Daniel Rigby. Now, Daniel Rigby is the chap in the BT adverts, not the old BT, the new one, when it's all about fiber optic broadband and all that sort of stuff.
Who was he?
BT Infinity.
I've forgotten his name.
The guy now. Yeah. So he's that guy, you know, the kind of dorky one who never gets the girl type thing. And it's interesting because while I was doing some research this morning, in 4:45 in the morning, his name cropped up a couple of times.
Yeah.
3-1. So there's a bit of a thinking that he might have a chance. Ben Daniels is another one in the betting. One that I like, actually, Ben Daniels. I think he's got a decent chance. Fits a lot of the criteria for, like, he's 5-1. Now, if you don't know who Ben Daniels is, he's an actor, but you wouldn't...
It's a sort of lesser known. Maybe they always want somebody. I mean, they said...
Looks a bit like the guy from CSI, doesn't
he? I mean, when Matt Smith got it, he was a completely sort of unknown actor. He'd done a few little bit parts and stuff, but I think that's the way they want the Doctor. I don't think this is why I'm sort of against Peter Capaldi in a way. The problem with Peter Capaldi, you will always get his character is the Thick of It character.
Yes,
and
I
you
agree.
Can't see
somebody.
I mean, I use somebody like sort of Simon Bird as an example. Maybe you will always see his sort of in-betweeners character, whatever he does now. You're sort of typecasted into that, and to be quite honest, I think Peter Capaldi fits that sort of bill. Once you've seen him in the Thick of It, you can't imagine him sort of being sort of Doctor Who. But I mean, the money is there, and the money is there from a lot of sort of first time accounts and stuff. So maybe the 6-5 is more value than we're giving it credit for.
I'm not getting involved with Peter Capaldi at this price. I mean, he may well get it, but it's just too short now. If you're on at a bigger price, then fantastic. There are a few suggestions that he's already got work on as well, which is, I mean, obviously he could drop that work if he was to be named the Doctor. You've got Rory Kinnear, who's 8-1, but has since probably, I think,
Rory Kinnear was the first sort of really big gamble in this. I think he was about 16-20-1 at one point, and he'd gone into 2-1, I think it was, when we took the market down at the beginning. So
right, yeah.
I mean,
well, he's since signed up for something else, which I've forgotten what it is. But Andrew Scott is next in the list. Andrew Scott was in Saving Private Ryan.
He's got a bit of a thespian background as Andrew Scott.
He's in Sherlock as well.
I think it's one where I think he's just a little bit too big almost for the role, isn't he? For me.
Yeah, probably. Probably too well known, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have gone down that road of lesser known people. Freddie Fox at 12-1. The Three Musketeers.
Peppa Pig. Isn't he Freddie Fox? For people with children. People with children might listen to us.
Really? Is that a joke?
No, it's genuine. Freddie Fox. Peppa Pig.
Is he a voice?
He's a character.
Freddie Fox. Is there a Freddie Fox in Pen Zafir?
Must be a Freddie Fox.
Must be. Yeah. Ben, who's Ben Whishaw?
Ben Whishaw was another bit like the Andrew Scott, sort of been in a few things and sort of fits the bill a little bit as
Was in Skyfall and a few other films.
Yeah, again, Skyfall.
One other interesting one is that Chiwetel Ejiofor. Now he was quite short in the betting early on. There was a lot of chat about Chiwetel possibly being the first black doctor, wasn't there? That's kind of drifted away now, I guess. He's priced up at 14-1 along with a few others. Chris Addison got mentioned early on as well, didn't he? Yeah, 16-1.
Yeah,
again,
Chris Addison.
A little bit well known,
I think. Chris Addison was a gamble. I've seen a few people thinking
Idris Elba.
Chris O'Dowd. Idris Elba, I think's got bigger things than Doctor Who, hasn't
he? Namely, Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela and the first Black Bond, I think, will be the...
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What about one other thing that we need to talk about is...
Can I say that I've had a bet in this market very long time ago about Rupert Grint.
Who's Rupert Grint?
About 25-1.
Rupert, was he the Grinch?
No.
What about a possibility of it being a woman, Rob? You were telling me before that there was some mention that in the grand scheme of it all, there should be 15 doctors and one will be a woman.
Yeah.
Why not this time?
I don't know. You'd kind of think they're going to save that one for last.
What if it's Zoe Ball and she just kind of says,
It's me! Yeah.
Where's the first woman in this list?
Billy Piper, probably 25-1.
Can't be Billy Piper, can it? Because she's been an assistant, hasn't she?
Well,
that wouldn't work.
There's a lot of things that wouldn't work, wouldn't there?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I get you.
The bloke in the thick of it who swears
she's
a lot.
She's the only one. Only woman. I know, Miranda. Come on.
Miranda could joke. That would be brilliant. Talk about being typecast.
This is such a sexist market.
It's not a sexist market.
There's two women in it. One of them's Miranda.
You know that...
There isn't another woman in there.
Tilda Swinton.
I apologise.
It's just not really a... I mean, if you... Obviously, tweet me if you think of any women that...
Is Rupert... he was in Harry Potter, Rupert Grint. Yeah. That guy, ginger guy, from Harry Potter.
Doesn't he look like a doctor to you?
No, not at all.
No, well.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's another £5 gone.
Yes. Let's go. Let's have this, because it's going to be, by the time we come back on, we'll be able to say whether we're right or wrong. You've got Rupert Grint in the bag.
I've got Rupert Grint.
Who's your pick today?
Rupert Grint, I think there's some very strong rumours out there for Daniel Rigby.
Yeah.
And I think I'd like to hope, just because we added him in this morning and we've got a perfectly good book, Daniel Rigby for me, 3-1.
I like the cut of your jib there, Rob. I must admit, I'm going to oppose you just for opposing your sake and go with Ben Daniels. Just so it's something,
you know what?
Different.
Opposing is not the worst thing in the world, is it? So yeah, Daniels.
But Rob, you know, I like it when you get a little bit of a word from somewhere. Sniff.
Do you know what? I'd love it to be somebody who we haven't even quoted.
Yes, yeah, I know you. That's the perfect book for you.
Yeah.
I was only going to mention weather because I think it's Rob's brought it to my attention that
it was hot yesterday.
I was tipping up August when I'd already tipped up July.
Can you put this back up?
Yeah, so I can put September 25.
Do you know what? I wouldn't actually know what the price would be. It would probably be about 1-10 now, August, wouldn't it? So
it can't get beat now.
It'd be my wedding day.
It can't get beat.
It'd be my wedding day. It'd be lovely.
There's no way it can get beat. It's impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
Well,
it's pretty... There aren't too many September hottest days, is there?
Just about to find out what the hottest September day in British history is. I'm willing to guess it's not.
I think
over 34 degrees.
Maybe not, but I bet it's in.
What was yesterday in the end? Have you had it confirmed? 33.7.
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it? It's what I was telling you. It's 33.7. I think was the official confirmation yesterday.
So it would have won by 0.2.
But Heathrow, I'm sure, have confirmed that they had 33.7 in July. But the Met Office seemed to think it was 33.5.
In July? Yeah, I had it down as that, yeah.
But, we would go off the Met Office reading, so...
Yeah, of course, yeah. That'd be fair, yeah. And when you're looking at settling this, December the 31st?
We'll settle it when I can be bothered to. Sometime late September. Probably when I'm back off honeymoon.
Brilliant. Let's have a look here. I think I might have an answer to the hottest day on record for September, just to give our excellent listeners a little bit of an idea. Let's have a look here. This was in 2011. Sun worshippers peeled off in park. Blah, 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 blah. For the hottest September in more than 100 years, the 29 degrees.
It's never been 30, has it?
It was the last. That was the hottest it's been since 1895.
Might be worth putting a market out then. Will September 2013 reach 30 degrees?
Yeah, that's a nice market, actually. Right?
That's a very nice market.
Because with the way we've had this summer, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Well, there you go. That's the weather done. The current affairs market. So we've got the next permanent NHS chief executive.
You like this, don't you?
Well, yeah, I had a little
bit. And
of
I don't
look.
Know why you like it.
I just had a bit of a look round to see. You've shortened it as well. Brilliant. Mike Farrer is the 5-2 favourite to take over here. Mark Britnell is 11-4. Don Berwick is 10-1. Sir Terry Leahy is 10s as well. Stuart Fletcher, 12-1. Tim Kelsey, 12-1. Sir Bruce Keogh, 16s. Dame Barbara Haken is 20-1. Dame Julie Moore is 20-1. 20-1 Sir Robert Naylor and 25-1 and bigger the rest. No, I like it because I was reading an article about Don Berwick. He's currently... A review of the NHS will be published next week, of which Don Berwick is the author, an American guy. Fairly close to David Cameron. The chief executive is picked by the NHS and the government. Yeah. So the government will have a major say in this. And I think he fitted a similar criteria, or he fits a similar pattern to Ross McEwan, who's just been appointed as the RBS CEO, in that he's an outsider, but he obviously knows a lot about the NHS. I mean, it was 16-1 when I tweeted about it yesterday, 10-1 now. I'm not saying he gets it. I just thought it was a bit overpriced.
I see where you're coming from. It seems bizarre that he could do this recommendation. There's obviously this big recommendation that he's writing, which goes to the government, and his recommendation at the government is, I'll have the job.
That's the kind of recommendation you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think Mike Farrow's a bit... I mean, the other thing was, I thought Mike Farrow was a bit short. Of all the articles I've read, the likes of Mike Farrow and Mark Britnell, Don Berwick and others are all lumped in as being equally likely to get it. So that's why I thought there's a bit of a disparity. One other name, though, Dame Julie Moore, former... She's kind of worked her way up. She's been a nurse. She's now the chief executive of one of the big NHS trusts. And at 20-1, she might be worth a look. I mean, women don't often get put in these positions of power, but I wonder if they might go down that road with her experience in the NHS, and she's seen it from, they call it root and branch, don't they? So
do we know when we like to have an appointment?
September time.
September.
Yeah,
right,
so maybe as late as October, but it will be in the next couple of months.
That's good.
Yeah.
So anybody having a bet?
Yeah,
weeks to wait.
At double figure prices, you can afford to put a fiver aside, can't you?
Yes, definitely. People having... I was just thinking it wasn't going to go down the route of... William and Kate's child to go to which university will they go to?
Speaking of famous children, even I, Rob, someone who loves a specials bet, I'm struggling with Simon Cowell's baby.
Well, this could be quite easy, couldn't it? Let's be fair.
This
could be a very easy market to result.
You think
the ego says there's got to be a Simon Cowell Jr., hasn't there, somewhere down the line? And this realistically is going to be his only chance of having a child.
You think Simon Jr. at 12-1?
Yeah. I just think the ego says it's him, isn't it?
What if it's a girl? Have you got Simone in there?
No, we haven't got Simone.
You haven't got many girls' names, I noticed, in the list. I mean, the website isn't updating at the moment, but when I looked at the list, there was quite a lot of boys before you got to a girl.
Maybe.
Simone, what?
That's
great, that, isn't it?
10 weeks. Isn't it? Is she 10 weeks gone? This is the...
is it all?
This is the person...
How come it's so public now that she... I thought she had a bit of a bump.
Didn't he come out? Didn't the other bloke come out and said Simon Cowell's...
Well, he's divorcing his wife, is he?
Had my wife, so to speak. Allegedly. Yes. Well, not allegedly, is it?
No, not really. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? But yeah, so I've got the list up now. Simon, 12-1. Adam, 16s. Alexander, 16s. Anthony, 16s. Arthur, 16s. Christopher, 16s.
Can you say that we priced it up and then we got a bit bored after...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. There's a lot of they're all 16s until you get to Alexandra. Josie, 16-1. Why Josie? Where'd you get that from?
Josie
You just
is...
took your name. Julie? I mean, who's going to call the baby daughter Julie?
My friend's
it's a lovely
baby
name.
Daughter's called Julie.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was quite old-fashioned now. No offence.
Well, she's 34.
No offence to anyone who's called Julie or calling the children Julie. Rebecca, Sunita, 100-1.
Sunita, Talisa Randy. And Randy, they're the ones I did.
Sharon,
in fact, the last five were all mine.
Simone needs to go in there.
Yeah.
Simone has got to be the same price as Simon, surely.
Yeah, probably does. Can't be bothered.
Yeah,
it's on, isn't it?
It's a bit of a daft one, that, isn't it?
Well, you're going to have a wait away, aren't we? What, we got 30 more weeks to go. What's that? 7 months, isn't
yeah.
it? 7.5 months.
Anything else on that page that you want to discuss?
Not really.
No change in spotting?
We'll chat about the Rose of Tralee next week to entice you all, because it starts...
It's always on there. I thought it was omnipresent. It's always on the go, isn't it?
Omnipresent? No, Rose of Tralee. It's a week festival.
Festival. I'm thinking of Slagden Rab, aren't I?
Yeah, we haven't got any Slagden Rab at the moment.
Rose of Tralee is the Irish beauty pageant, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I tried to get a winner on last year and fell
yeah,
horribly
getting a
short.
Winner on that's pretty tricky.
Yeah, unless you're in the gamble.
Or you follow the Irish money. That's about it.
Was that a drop catch there we saw?
I don't know.
Or just parried away?
Then we can edit it, can't we, if it was a drop catch. Is it a drop catch?
That'll do us then, won't it?
Let's go home.
Do you want to finish with the intro again? Do you want to hear it again?
Shall we end with the intro? Yeah.
Do you want to listen to that again? Because I know you were impressed by it.
I have to.
I could tell by the look on your face that you were impressed
How much has Danny got paid for doing the intro?
She doesn't get paid. It's just part of a day job.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, thank you very much for downloading the Specials podcast. If you haven't a bet on any of the markets this weekend, then very best of luck. I'm going to play the intro. It doesn't mean we're starting again. It's just to give Rob another listen to this magnificent piece of music.
The Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.